Welcome to A Thousand Flowers Bloom, a podcast with interesting people and about interesting technology in Silicon Valley. I'm here today with Chad Dickerson at Mashup Camp, and Chad is the director and platform evangelist of the Search and Marketplace Group, and that's got to be the longest title that I've seen in a business card in a while, Chad.
Yes, it is.
So tell me what does that mean?
Essentially, what I do is within Search and Marketplace, which is the largest division within Yahoo, I evangelize openness, particularly APIs, and the building of APIs, so that eventually they'll become public APIs.
So what are your favorite APIs and mashups, I guess, with those APIs that you've seen happen with the Yahoo's APIs?
Actually, my favorite API is one that is kind of behind the scenes. A lot of people don't hear about it. You know, mapping APIs are hot and sort of the darling of the ball. But my favorite API is called the Term Extraction API. And essentially what you do is you feed a block of text into it, and it spits out unique or keywords within that document. And
right.
One example of a use of that is a company, I think done by one person, called tagcloud.com. And TagCloud, which is not run by Yahoo, it's a third-party developer using our APIs, you give TagCloud RSS feeds to your favorite news feeds, and it pulls those in into our term extraction API and creates a TagCloud of your favorite news feeds.
Cool.
Which is very cool.
So now, and did you, have you contacted this guy? Is Yahoo sort of actively promoting this at all, or is it just sort of out there?
I think it's on our developer gallery at developer.yahoo.net. I blogged about it and pointed over to him, so I'm pretty sure he saw it, but that's one example that I definitely tell people about.
Cool.
Term extraction is not something, I mean, it's very useful if you're a developer, but I don't think anyone else out there is offering that.
Right.
So it's very cool.
So, Chad, before, one of the things that you were talking about was sort of these internal hack days or hackathons that Yahoo has. Tell us a little bit more about that. What is that?
Yes, we have a program at Yahoo, and program makes it sound, you know, really official and uptight, but it's not, that we call Hack Yahoo. And there are several pieces to it. One piece is we have an internal website where we promote what we call hacks. Some of them are mashups, some of them are actually beta or alpha products that aren't seen by the public. We promote those on an internal blog. And essentially, you know, Yahoo developers are building interesting things in their free time and on Yahoo time every week. So we put those on there. The hack days are kind of the World Series of hacking at Yahoo. And we just did our first one within the Search and Marketplace group back in December. And
what was the coolest mashup that came out of that?
I don't know if I can actually say it publicly.
Uh-oh.
But yeah. Since we haven't released it publicly, but let's just say that...
Talk in general terms.
Yeah, in general terms, we've had people, engineers within Yahoo, use Yahoo APIs to build things like video search for non-web devices, you know, in a single day.
Right.
So the way the hack days work is there's a build-up, you know, we have them about once a quarter. There's a build-up, and people are working on things throughout and working on ideas, but the one day they focus completely and build something and demo it at the end of the day. So basically you have, you know, 8 or so hours to get everything together, and then you do a demo and we give awards.
So how many people are involved in this thing?
Well, it was actually our entire division, which is, you know, in the low thousands.
You're kidding. So you had like 1,000 people.
Hundreds of engineers.
Hundreds of engineers are doing this at Yahoo. Wow.
And
management signed off on that. And
with the absolute explicit full support of management. Management was great. And I think one of the interesting things that's happening at Yahoo is obviously something like Hack Day depends on grassroots participation. But there's incredible grassroots energy right now, and also complete buy-in from the top. And in some ways, I think it's our leadership that's most excited about the Hack Day.
Got it.
And sort of anything goes atmosphere. There are surprises, good surprises, usually.
So what can you tell us about some of the upcoming APIs that you guys are thinking about? Like, what can we expect?
Well, that's an interesting question. We can't really Well, obviously, you know, you look at what Yahoo is offering in terms of in the past several months. We've released tons of RSS. I guess we might call those data APIs. So I think you could continue to expect more of that as Yahoo is, you know, very committed to RSS. One of the really interesting things that's already happened that, you know, is so recent, I would just want to point that out to people, is the Yahoo user interface libraries that just came out last week, which are, you know, JavaScript drag and drop widgets, the user interface components that you see being used in most of the interesting applications at Yahoo are being open sourced. So under a BSD license, which means they're free for any sort of use.
Really? So I can use those for commercial use and...
For anything. Anything under the BSD license, which I'm not an attorney, but if you look at the BSD license, BSD license is very liberal.
Wow. So what was the thinking behind really letting people sort of have free reign over things like the UI components? But you know, obviously for things like, you know, Yahoo Maps or something, there's sort of more stringent, you know, terms of use around that.
Well, there's a great post, you know, it's, and I think part of the story here, we're Yahoo's being very open with APIs, and in this case, presentation layer components. But we're also really communicating very openly to the community. So along with the UI launch, there was also a blog launch that the UI developers put together. So it's at yuiblog.com. And on that blog, I can't really speak for them completely, but check out yuiblog.com, and there's a long list of reasons that we released this. You know, one of them that resonates with me is that by releasing this sort of UI components, we're helping develop standards in a larger sense and promote best practices on the web, which is good for everyone.
So if I'm a developer and I'm sort of using, you know, Yahoo components, you know, do I need to be, or I guess, how afraid should I be of, you know, sort of Yahoo becoming like Microsoft was in the 80s around sort of, hey, that's a really neat application, I'm going to go develop that too.
Yeah.
Because there seems to be that tension, you know, that's always, you know, bubbling underneath the surface.
Well, I think, you know, really, I think that's up to each individual developer. I mean, we're not putting the APIs out to develop, you know, free product functionality.
Okay.
So, I mean, and again, if you look at the user interface libraries that are completely under a BSD license, in that case, you can build something entirely new and claim it for yourself.
Okay.
So, you know, in some cases, we, and, you know, as we're seeing here at Mashup Camp, the whole conversation about business models is developing, but we're not, you know, again, with the user interface libraries, we're basically here to promote openness. Now, we're basically, you know, some things, because we're paying for them on the back end, you know, we probably couldn't give away completely free forever. So I think there are different classes of applications.
So in terms of business models, you know, sort of involving mashups, are there any mashups that are built on top of Yahoo APIs that are being used in a sort of a commercial sense?
Yes. In fact, using our search API, there's an entire company built around the Yahoo search API called Rollio, which is R-O-L-L-Y-O, and essentially it's a vertical search company, and on the back end they're using the Yahoo search APIs to drive the company. So
cool. And so they just worked out some kind of commercial arrangement with you guys, and you sort of see that stuff sort of happening more and more in the future?
Oh yes, there are lots of companies and organizations and even individuals who want to make businesses out of their APIs or API usage who are talking to us.
Cool. Switch gears for a second, and you know, we are here at Mashup Camp. Tell me about what some of the cool things that you're hearing about here are, and what your thoughts on Mashup Camp and mashups in general are.
Yeah, well, I think in a lot of ways I came here more as a developer than a Yahoo representative. So a session I just went to about scrape APIs, which is basically APIs built on scraping, was really interesting to me because I hadn't I knew that was happening, and I knew that people were, or developers were scraping information, but taking it to another level and actually creating an API against the scrape, I thought was really interesting. And an API that I haven't tried out yet, that I plan to try out, is from Ontok, O-N-T-O-K, created a Wikipedia API against some scraping technology. So that's really interesting.
Cool.
And, you know, I think the main reason you come to things like this is just to meet new people. And in our case at Yahoo, it's just fun to hear what developers are saying about what they want to do. And I think we're in a good position at Yahoo to kind of help drive the discussion. So
great.
I'm mainly listening here.
Okay. Well, Chad, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.